So here we are, day number 10. You made it through this marathon. So a huge congratulations from me to you for making it this far. But what's more important is you need to give it to yourself. And what I mean by that is pat yourself on the back, give yourself a congratulations, you know, stand like you're a champion, whatever it is, to make sure that you acknowledge yourself. Very, very important, because you're the one who did the work. You've gotten your advanced degree in influence and sales, and you did this through commitment, persistence, and most importantly, taking action. These, my friend, are the keys to the kingdom. And if you do nothing else, just your personal power will increase your sales in spades. Who you are right now is different from the person that you were when you started this program perhaps 10 days ago. How you show up right now will influence people just by who you've become. So as we wrap this program up, Tony's going to walk you through a quick recap of the program to remind you of all that you've learned. And I'm curious, what is the value of this program to you? Financially, emotionally, spiritually? How has your life already changed as a result? And how have the lives of the people that are around you changed? Now, before we leave, I want to make sure that you take a moment to reassociate to this. And you can do that by just taking a look back and going, gosh, look at how much I've learned. And, you know, how am I different? And think of yourself as being a completely unique and different person. Then what's going to happen? Tony's going to give you a couple of last distinctions that'll not only help you sell a lot more, but enjoy the process. And also to ensure that people refer their friends and associates to you because of the emotional impact you've had on them. So let's do it. The last step. Step number 10, entitled Make It Easy and Create a Future.
When we started this course, we said we were going to work on mastery. That mastery required that you worked every single day consistently at something, that you really absorbed yourself. And sometimes you'd be feeling like you're a little bit over your head, like there'd be a lot of material. Like you'd be doing something new, and since it was brand new, you might be at that level called conscious competence, or maybe even worse, unconsciously incompetent. But that if you kept on working at it, you could get good. I hope at this point you've had enough practice, or you've taken the time to create enough practice, that you feel really competent in the 9 steps of selling. We only have 1 left, 10. And 10 is real simple. All we've got to do for the 10th step now is make it easy to buy and create a future. Because the truth, at this point, you really have the sale. So now what you got to look at is something a little bit larger. How do I create a relationship with this person that will last through the years, that empowers them, empowers me, that's fun, that's friendly, and hopefully also that's profitable in the form of referrals or continued sales in the future? And a lot of people, when they get to this point in the sale, kick back and forget and stop. They rest on their laurels. I would say to you that right now is probably the most important part of the sales process. Because right now, you've got to make sure you tie the sales down so this person doesn't get buyer's remorse. You've got to also make sure that you build a future. Because you worked hard to get to this point. You spent a lot of time, a lot of energy, used a lot of psychology. And so now it's time to cash in on your efforts by creating a future. So let's first do a little bit of a review, if we could. Let's go through the 10 steps. And again, one more time, you'll remember that the sales process, as we've described it, has been broken down. And we broke it down initially with giving you an overview. We had you look at your beliefs. And make sure the beliefs were going to empower you. And then we taught you some ways to manage your state, knowing that state management is one of the most important keys to long-term success. You can know what to do, but if you don't have a big enough why to do it, you don't have the beliefs that support you, and you don't daily manage your state, nothing else matters. So make sure you review how important your reasons are, and you're taking a look at your goals daily and creating that daily results ritual we talked about early on in the program. Then we said there are 10 steps to sales mastery. 3 phases of the process, and those 3 phases where we need to first make sure we get somebody so they're engaged. Secondly, we need to enroll them and then compel them to buy. We said that the process of engaging had 5 steps. It started here with step number 1. Remember way back then? Preparing. We had our guy, didn't have very much muscle yet. He was still deciding what he was going to do. He was out there gathering information. He was getting information and making sure he was prepared by knowing all of his product's benefits. Knowing who his customer was going to potentially be and anticipating what are some of their deep needs. What are some of the things this person wants and needs most that I can help supply through my product or service? This person also had a book here on their prospects' needs, but also a book on their customers in terms of their competition, rather, and knowing what their competition was offering. They also had a book here on how to answer every objection, remembering that preparation means you anticipate all the possible objections that could come up, and you rehearse over and over again till you can handle virtually any of them without any fear whatsoever, so that when somebody gives you an objection, you're ready to cash that objection into a closed sale. So we start out here with doing our homework, really knowing what we're doing, having an effective plan. That was step number one. We then moved to step number two. Step number two was turn yourself on. We taught you how to put yourself in a peak state by measuring where are you right now on a scale from 1 to 10. Where are you? Are you at level 10? Are you level 7? And make sure that every single day before you get to be with a customer, you're at 10 or above. That when you're learning in this kind of environment, where are you? Did you keep yourself at least level 8, 7 at the very low level so you could really get the most? You need to measure on an ongoing basis where you are. And we gave you some ideas about how to do that consistently to manage your state by changing the questions you ask yourself and by changing the way you move your body. So that was step number two. Prepare, turn yourself on. Step number three, we said, hey, if you're all turned on and you're prepared but you don't do anything, you've wasted your time. So we went to step three, make contact and get somebody's attention. We said that the key here was the more contacts you made, the more you would make. Even if you weren't any good, the more you're going to make. And you know that in your gut, and you made a promise to make sure that during this program, you double the number of prospecting calls. Make sure that you're keeping that commitment, at least for the 30-day period, so that you get a chance to practice and play and just develop the muscle of discipline. Because without, along with nothing else, you and I both know your sales will go up, if they haven't already, on a massive scale. And we also said that one of the ways to get people's attention is realize, yes, you are interruption. You're absolutely an interruption in somebody's life until you get their interest or attention. So you need to do that. And we said the way you could get somebody's attention was to scream pigs. And we talked about all the different ways to do that, to smile, to give them a compliment, to use a referral, to exhibit something, to ask questions, to use mystery, to do a poll where you found out some information about the company or organization, give them gifts, startle them. So make sure that you remember some of these elements and do a little review for yourself. But again, making contact and getting their attention, getting something that would grab their attention right away. Then we went to step number four. Step number four was connect and become their best friend. And we talked here about, number one, really learning to care about a stranger. Really getting yourself fully associated at a gut level where you could find things about that person you really, really like and care about and where they would know right away that the person whose interests that you have in mind as a professional persuader is first, second, last, always. The person whose interest your focus is on is the customer's, not your own. Your own comes second. And that if you do that, you're going to have the power to influence. So we wanted to create this connection. And we talked about that you need to approach people with empathy. We talked about giving sincere compliments. And the difference between flattery and compliments, if you'll remember, is if you just give a compliment, it's probably flattery. But if you give a compliment and you back it up and you say, the reason I say that is, and you justify the compliment, is because this and this and that, and then you ask him a question, like, how do you do that? Then what you do is you provide a way for someone to have a sincere compliment that really have a positive impact on them. We talked about building up our arsenal of powerful, positive compliments and getting in the habit of complimenting everyone, complimenting people third party, sharing with them that other compliments people have said about them in order to build people up. If you and I are people builders, then we never have to worry about our incomes or our ability to be successful salespeople. Because then what we're doing is we're not just selling a product. We're helping to make someone's life even greater. And I hope that that's what your goal is. And if you've come this far and really stayed committed, the answer is that probably is your goal. So we've gone through this process, and then we taught the process of matching and mirroring so that people felt that connection right away. All this was part of connecting and becoming their best friend, step number four. And then the final step of the engaging mode was the process of making sure that we created interest. We said that for somebody to be engaged, we had to make sure that before we started to give our presentation, before we asked any questions, we had to grab their interest. We had to get them to be all ears, where they were hungry to hear us, hungry to hear our presentation. And again, we said the best way to do that would be to use what we called a unit of interest, to make a big fat claim about something we have. We can come into your organization and we can increase your sales by 25% through the use of telemarketing. And the reason I say that is because, and we gave them a fact, because we've done that for several other companies. What that means to you is, it means that you're going to be able to have the level of sales that you want, and that really means to you having the income that you really want. And the evidence I can show you is three companies we've worked with recently. But my purpose right now is just to get a few of your answers to some questions. Would that be okay with you? And the whole step here was to create interest and get permission to probe. again, to state a big fat claim that would grab their attention, grab their interest, and back it up with some benefits, some things that would make them pay attention so that they would listen to your presentation. At this point, you've gone through 5 of the 10 steps already, and you have now engaged that person. They're all ears, they're your friend, and you've made a real strong connection.